Good afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. Joining me this afternoon is Jerry Parks, who is the chairman of Burlington's Renewable Energy Committee. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jason.
This afternoon, what we want to look at is the committee and some of the projects that you guys are discussing and looking at. But to make sure that everybody is up to speed, what exactly is the Renewable Energy Committee here in Burlington?
A lot of cities around the state and around the nation have a kind of a sustainability committee where they work on renewable energy, energy efficiency. And so this is kind of our sustainability committee. It was started, though, about 5 or 6 years ago. Gary Thomas was the one who was kind of the impetus for it. He was on the city council at the time. The other person that was kind of the spark plug was Jerry Rigdon, who is a former mayor in Burlington.
What prompted you to get involved with this group? Why did you want to join this committee?
It's hard to question to answer. Why are you interested in things you're interested in? I've just, for years, been interested in solar energy and wind power and the whole idea of sustainability in a community.
What if you had to sum up the focus or the goal of this committee? What is it?
Moving the community and the region towards sustainability. And that has a number of different components. One component is energy efficiency, you know, using less energy to accomplish the same things that we're doing right now. Another is recycling, reusing materials, and kind of making a complete circle of materials that are used for different products. Renewable energy, of course, is very big. A lot of people don't realize, but renewable energy has been tremendously successful in Iowa. 20% of the electricity used in Iowa is produced by wind power at the moment.
Is there a goal for Burlington to eventually have a certain percentage of its energy collected through renewable sources? Is there any type of goal that the committee is working towards?
I guess when we got started, Governor Vilsack was in office, and his goal was for Iowa to be energy independent by the year 2025, and that's probably kind of one of our guiding lights.
What right now is maybe the biggest item that you guys are looking at, be it a project that's underway or a project that you'd really like to get started on here in the Burlington area?
Probably the biggest in terms of dollars might be the hydroelectric power plant proposal for Lock and Dam 18 just north of Burlington. And we have been working with a Canadian company called Coastal who does hydropower projects. And they are looking at the possibility of putting in 24 turbines on that dam, which would produce 12 megawatts of power, which is a fairly substantial amount of power.
Where is the dam? For people that we have a broad listening base that may not be as familiar with this area, where are you talking about with the dam? And is it a large structure, a smaller structure? Just kind of paint that picture for us.
The dam actually is one of the 25 or 30 lock and dams that were built years ago by the Corps of Engineers to kind of control the Mississippi and make sure barge traffic had a sufficient depth of water. And so starting from St. Louis, these dams are like steps on a ladder marching right up the Mississippi and ending in St. Paul, Minnesota. At the moment, they're out of the whole line of dams going up the Mississippi, there's just a couple that are actually producing energy, electricity. Up until a few years ago, you had to have a really tall dam to be able to generate electricity. But recently, there's been some new technology, some new kinds of turbines, where you can produce electricity with a dam that has a very small drop in the water level, which most of these dams have. So, and actually, the Amjet company in Keokuk has come up with a brand new turbine designed to accomplish just that task, produce energy with a very small drop of water. And we've been interested in following them. And, it's not our decision, but we would love for them to have some turbines or maybe supply our dam with turbines.
How would the eventual, you mentioned a company out of Canada that is looking at this, how would that work? I mean, would the city and this group be partners? What's kind of the vision of the committee?
It's kind of controlled by the FERC, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and they set down the guidelines for how you put a project like this together. A city gets kind of first dibs on projects like this, and then it would obviously be a project that would be too big for this city to undertake. The estimated price tag at the moment is $86 million. So then what you do is you partner with another company that kind of agrees to come in and develop it. And Coastal is proposing to not only oversee and develop the project, but also to find the financing for it. So if the regulations are very stringent and very difficult, but if we can structure a deal whereby the city and Coastal could work together in a partnership, that would be how the thing would happen.
At this point, where are these discussions at? I know people in this area have heard about them for a while, as you mentioned. Where are we at?
I guess I'd have to say we may be kind of temporarily parked on this particular project. Coastal has two or three other projects in this area, and I kind of get the impression that they're maybe at the moment focusing on these other projects, and then once those get moving and underway, then we'll be looking at ours, you know, seriously.
When I was looking at a guest for this week's Emphasis, I looked at the most recent agenda, a few different items on the agenda for your committee, with one of them being called the Burlington Energy Initiative. What exactly are we looking at when it comes to this initiative?
That's an interesting question, Jason. Very interesting question. This kind of project started up a man from Fairfield named Bob Ferguson, who works for a company called True Market Solutions. They have been involved in Burlington. They actually, what they do is they run sustainability study circles for government organizations and nonprofits and businesses. And they typically take 7 or 8 organizations and meet with them once a month for 6 months and have presentations on things like energy efficiency, recycling, planning your transportation to save fuel, that sort of thing. And they've done a couple of these in the area. And Bob came up with a proposal to try and get a number of people from the community and start looking at some community-sized projects. So we have he managed to engage Monica Stone, who is the program manager of the Iowa Energy Bank in Des Moines. And Monica has been facilitating a series of 4 half-day sessions with our group to set some overall goals for the community and then eventually start focusing on specific projects, things that we would like to do. And this is, again, not just Burlington. It's kind of the whole region. We have people on our committee from as far away as New London, and it's more of a regional effort.
What's the type of project that you can be looking at for people to say, hey, okay, I see, I hear they're going to start looking at this? In a general sense, what's a general project that people could see it as an example of the initiative?
One that has already come up for discussion is bikeways. Burlington is, in the city of Burlington, it's not particularly bike-friendly at the moment. There are some bike trails and some marked routes, but we think that could be improved on. And obviously, you know, there are areas in the world where bike transportation is just very, very common. And if we could institute something like that and, you know, make bike transportation safer and more efficient and more convenient to people, obviously you save lots and lots of gasoline and also contribute to the fitness of people in the area.
How do you get people to buy into an initiative like that? How do those discussions go when it comes to the committee? Because you've got so many people that are in their routines. They do, or we're creatures of habit in essence. How does the committee work to get people out of those routines and thinking more sustainable, renewable?
That's going to be an interesting discussion. We're just kind of in the brainstorming stage at the moment. One of the things that the Renewable Energy Committee has done over the last couple of summers is had staffed a booth at the Burlington Farmers Market and has tried to talk to people about renewable energy, energy efficiency. One of the other things that we do down at the farmers market, Alliant Energy, our local utility, has some wonderful, wonderful rebates and energy efficiency plans where they'll help you pay for the cost of a programmable thermostat. They'll give you a little break anytime you buy some carbon compact fluorescent lighting. If you need insulation in your home under certain situations, they will pay for up to 70% of the cost of your new insulation. And there's lots and lots of programs like this that people sometimes just aren't aware of. And when they hear about them, they say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe that. Give me that book. So we get a bunch of books, a bunch of the rebate books from Alliant and pass them out down at the Energy Fair, Farmers Market.
With your connection to the city, have there been efforts to make the city more sustainable, more renewable in terms of, you could even say, thermostats, having the lights on, printing paper for meetings? Has it extended into city government?
The city of Burlington has done quite a number of things. They've been working with lighting specialists Memorial Auditorium, the lighting there has been greatly transformed, and there's been a significant reduction in electricity usage. Of course, there's just been changes made in the downtown where we've taken out a lot of stoplights, so there's big electricity savings there. One of the most interesting things that's happened as part of city government is something that I'm sure nobody is very familiar with, but our sewage treatment plant is going to be switching over to a different form of treating sewage. It's going to use a lot less electricity, and then the methane gas that's generated when any organic matter is decomposing is going to be captured and used to heat the building.
You mentioned kind of jumping back to the sustainability circle, to the energy initiative, that some more planning is coming up. When's kind of the next step? Where do you guys go from here when it comes to the planning? When does that really get going?
We have our third meeting of the third session is coming up December 14th, and this is a group of about 25 people that have been meeting. The fourth one will be probably 3 or 4 weeks after that. And then it's time to sit down and break into kind of task forces focusing on specific projects. And at that point, we'll be also looking for other people to join in and fill in spots on these task forces. So if we have some of our listeners that are interested, they can easily get their name on a list, because there hopefully will be some really interesting things happening soon.
Another item that I saw on the agenda mentioned port project. What are we looking at when it comes to the committee there?
The Port of Burlington is a large building right down on the riverfront that contains a couple of big public spaces, and then the Welcome Center, which is for tourists. Our first idea was to maybe put a kiosk down in the Welcome Center with a computer that could talk about some of the different things that are available in the area and some of the different renewable energy projects that have happened. At the moment, we're still kind of looking at that proposal. We were thinking also of perhaps installing some sort of renewable energy down at the port for people to see in action, for instance, like a small set of solar panels with a live readout that would show you exactly how much electricity is being generated at any time.
What do you hope would be the next project? What, as you do your own brainstorming, what is that next project or two from you?
Oh, that's a good question. Boy, one of my favorite pet peeves is furnace filters. Lots of times, from my experience, there are a lot of people who are not familiar with furnace filters and how important they are, and they clog up pretty fast. If you have a furnace filter, some are designed to last 1 month, some are designed to last 3 months, but they've got to be changed. And if you don't, you're not getting much airflow through your furnace, which means you're not getting much airflow to heat your house with, and your burners are still burning like crazy, but you're just, your furnace is becoming very inefficient. So I think it would be fun to do some sort of a change your furnace filter day, education day.
If someone wants to get involved with the committee, who do they contact? When do you guys meet? What's that info?
Third Tuesday, we meet in the Burlington City Council chamber offices on the third floor of City Hall, 8:30 in the morning. They can call down to City Hall to get information. They could get in touch with me. My number is 752-0948, but we're always happy to talk to people who looking for people who are passionate about the idea of sustainability and renewable energy.
All right. Well, Jerry, as I look at my clock, I believe we have run out of time. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. It's been fun.
That was Jerry Parks. He is the chairman of the Renewable Energy Committee here in Burlington. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.